It's a sunny side right here on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info, and based on popular demand, yo, what's up with you? How you doing? I missed you. I felt I needed to tell you that, you know, moments away from you can sometimes be unbearable, but then again, I get excited because I get to spend another day after another day after another day with you. So sorry, my attention was called to something. All right, so as I was saying, I get excited because I get to spend another day after another day after another day with you right here on Nigeria Info. My name is Denise Eniswalu, and as every other day on the sunny side, today would not be any different, as we will be having conversations. Talking for development is what some of you choose to call it. But what are we looking at today? The talent gold mine. You know, everyone can have talents or a range of talents. Some have used it to gain financial freedom. Others are yet to know how or even explore it in the first place. Something a Nigerian comedian, Helen Paul, revealed is going to serve as a foundation for the conversation today. And I will be asking two questions. Question number one, beyond ignorance, why are some people earning so much from their talents and others are not? And the second question is, do we intentionally appreciate talent here in Nigeria? Now head on to our social media handles on X. We are at Nigeria Info PH. Our Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Join the conversation on Instagram and Threads at Nigeria Info FM _PH. Now, the numbers will be reeled out in due time when it's time to take your calls and read your messages right here. But just go ahead onto the pre-sale and start dropping your comments. Now, the second conversation we'll be having is around the 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock hour. It's the 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock hour. We'll have some commercials and then his story. It's centered around the weather. Talking about the control of rain by rainmakers. See, I have heard time and time again people talk about people's ability to stop rain or even make it to fall. Some people say only illiterates and pagans believe such things. But I have seen that even educated, rich, and well-traveled Christians patronize these rainmakers. Is rainmaking in Nigeria real, fake, or a myth? Does anyone really have the ability to hold rain, or is it mere coincidence that it didn't rain on a day when it was expected to rain? That will be the conversation for the final hour. I am particularly looking forward to that conversation, as I believe some of you are. Message from R3 says, yo, welcome boss of my airways. I greet you, ma. I'm not the boss of your airways, but I accept the greeting and I greet you right back. All right, so we'll go on a commercial break. And when we come back, the conversation will start in full. But before we do that, hold on to these numbers. In fact, hold on to them really tight. If I were you, I would save these numbers, because for every time we have conversations on Nigeria Info, whether it's on the Morning Crossfire, Hello Port Hackett, Sunnyside, Hard Facts, Extra Time, and Let's Talk, these are the numbers that you can get through to us with. And while it's okay to listen, it's wonderful that you listen. In fact, we look forward to you listening all the time. I am particularly interested in you being a part of the conversation by calling us. Hello, is that Denise? Hey, this is what I have to say about the matter on the table. Good. I love that. In fact, I look forward to that. So, call 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003 and 0817-923-0007. The difference is the last digit. So if you've gotten 0817-923-000, either add 2 or 3 or 7 and you will be connected with me. Or you send a message via WhatsApp. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Just stay tuned.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info.
for property business.
Odibola seasonal sales. Odibola seasonal sales. And you are with only 1,350,000 naira. You feel be landlord this season. Yes, our Quiet Heaven extension. Now they hot for you. It is for Ikrutale, school roadside for Ikwere local government area where they grow very, very fast. Quiet Heaven extension carry registered SOFI plan, deed of conveyance. It is fenced and gated. No hidden charges or any extra money. Make we help you NDA proper and secure your future. So if you want to expect them, green green there for this number. Lucy for 0908-252-7111. Ogechi for 0708-480-6306. Leo for 0813-417-3000. Or if you walk out, go to your office today for Odibola House for Yeweli Insirim Layout, Tobia Extension, GRF Street, Port Harcourt, River State. You can even check them online too for www.odibolaproperties.com. Terms and conditions, stay sharp.
Genesis Wellness Park presents Spirit, Mind, Body Fitness and Wellness Festival. Join instructors like Faith Job, Get Fit with Stomp Fitness, Balance Fitness, Sherry Fitness and Omas Fitness on Saturday, 2nd of December, 2023. Time, 8 a.m. Activities, medical checkup, fitness evaluation by expert trainers, aerobics and dance, table tennis, volleyball, snooker, swimming, sporting and non-sporting competitions, music and networking, and lots of fun. Tickets, regular, 5,000 naira, VIP, 20,000 naira, or register at www.spiritmindbodyfestival.com and get a whooping 20% discount. For inquiries and sponsorship, please call 0915-761-1144. Venue, Genesis Wellness Park, number 2 Wobo Street, off Amakri Drive, GRA Phase 3, Port Harcourt.
Hey girl, you and this fan vanille, don't you ever get tired of it?
I'll let that question slide, because I know you haven't had it in a while. Vendor, give my friend one fan vanille, please.
Wow, it is so creamy
and so tasty. Now see why I can't get enough.
Enjoy the irresistible Fan Vanille, vanilla-flavored frozen milk drink. Still extra creamy, still extra tasty. Grab yours on the go and enjoy pure refreshment. Fan Vanille, a quality product from Fan Milk Nigeria PLC.
Are you into business and sales or offer any sort of service? Looking to connect with the public and potential clients? Then visit the sales and marketing team at our head office, AIM Complex, Kilometer 16, East West Road, Rumosi, Port Harcourt. Call us on 0809-993-0147. Come, let's connect you to the world. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Let's talk.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the sunny side. Without further ado, shall we dive in? Yeah, I said something about Helen Paul, right? So, where is that story again? Oh, we're talking a talent gold mine, by the way. And I'm sure you're familiar. I hope we have that song, though. It's by P Square and it's titled Story. Or it goes somewhat like this. I got a story. It's like a story, yeah. Oh, yeah, we have the song. We do have the song, actually. But time will not permit me to play it. But guess who the voice was behind that Piss Square's hit song? It is Helen Paul. The Helen Paul. I think I can try and play it just a little bit. Just hold on. Let me see. Okay, so this is it. All of a sudden, I can't find the song again. Who is behind this? Who is that person that is, standing like a stumbling block? Okay, here it is.
Uncle
please tell us a story?
Yeah.
Oh no. We back again. We back again. This time I got a story.
Story.
I got a story.
Story.
It's now a story. 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 Yeah.
Story. Story. Story.
I got a story.
Story.
I get a story.
Story.
It's now a story, 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 yeah.
Story, story, story.
So, who could have imagined that that was Helen Paul, the Nigerian comedian? The comedian that broke into the comedy space by merely imitating the voice of a child.
Is it not you that I did that? She come and made that thing for me. Now come and bring it.
Yes, that's her. She revealed that she was the voice behind Uncle Please Tell Us a Story in P-Square's story, a song released in 2005. Someone do the math. That was how many years ago? She revealed that in a recent interview on the Honest Bunch podcast, stating that she was a receptionist at the time and that she got the gig after the children who were meant to do the voiceover failed to show up. Her words, at the beginning, I didn't know P Square. I didn't even know they were going to blow. They came to the studio and they wanted to record their songs. I think they were expecting some children to come and got disappointed. So, Ayo Adeife said, we have somebody who can do this voice and this person can do all the range children. I didn't know what range was, but I was just very good at imitating voices to date. I was a receptionist then, and when they told them, they agreed. And the guy just said, Helen, you will work in the night, but we are not paying much. I said, I don't care. Just buy me a soft drink, because I loved it at the time. Please underline soft drink. It's that kind of talent for just soft drink. Moving on, she also said, they gave me the job, and I did the voicing of the children in the song. So they merged all the different children, so it sounded full. When the song started raining, I didn't even know what it was to put my name on a song. I didn't fight for it. Helen Paul also revealed that her voice got her many jobs and she moved from earning 9,500 naira monthly to over 400,000 monthly. She said the next job I did was for another milk product. I was at the reception when they brought this job and they told me the child that was to do it was having exams. They said they would not be able to take that in the office because the advert needed to air at 3 p.m. and it was 12 p.m. So they were looking for a baby voice. Uncle Ayo said, let's try Helen. And they brought me to lay the voice, which I did. After the ad, I signed a paper for which I didn't know the content. At that point, my salary was 9.5 and I started receiving about 400,000 or 450,000 every month. Now let's go back to soft drink. They were not paying much, but she was okay with a soft drink for her talent. Ladies and gentlemen, the conversation is the talent gold mine. You have seen it. I have seen it. Over the years, young men and women have been able to get a fortune from merely using their talents. Not a university degree. Not whatever you can possibly think of, but their talent. The likes of P Square, we could say it's their voice and their dance. Kafayat, that's actually her name. The dancer, the one who won Guinness World Record for the longest dance, is a dance for her. Can we classify cooking as a talent? Because I needed to be sure about that. I don't want to be forward, but Chef Hilda Bassey, right? Cooking, yeah. So she got a record for cooking for a long time. But it was not just the long time she was cooking. It was the fact that she could cook. What other talents can we possibly think of? Comedy, the likes of Basket Mouth, the likes of Alibaba, the likes of some of the veterans we have in comedy broke forth and made comedy a thing that we look forward to here in Nigeria via their talent. Remember the times of the Night of a Thousand Laughs? That was when a lot of us began to embrace comedy. So everyone can have talents or a range of talents. I have seen multi-talented individuals. They can sing, they can dance, they can act, they can comedy, they can do anything, they can do this, they can do that. Some have used it to gain financial freedom. Others are yet to know how or even explore those talents. Is it about the owners of these talents? For instance, Ikechi has a talent. Is it about him, the owners of whatever talent it may be? Or is it about their audience not seeing the value in them? So I am asking today, beyond ignorance, why are some people earning so much from their talent and others are not? In the case of Helen Paul, she was ignorant. She didn't know P square number one. She didn't know they would blow number two. She didn't think of a future where if this guy's blue, she would be seen as, oh, you were that voice. To be honest, I did not know up until today that it was not a child that said, Uncle, please tell us a story. I thought it was a child until she made that revelation. She's doing so well for herself, so I don't think she wants to go about a legal battle as to, oh, it's my voice, pay me royalty. Oh, it's like this. I'm not sure she wants to do that. And yeah, ignorance may be the reason, because hello. I mean, you just use your voice, probably settle in with smarties, so go and sit down. But the song Story is a song some of us remember in 2023. And for some of you who did not know the song, I have at least given you an intro of what the song sounds like. Maybe after this conversation, I'll be able to play the song in full. So this is it. Is it beyond ignorance, all right? What are some of the reasons why people are not getting so much from their talents and others are? And do you think that in this country, in Nigeria, we appreciate talent intentionally? We see the value of talent, or we keep pricing people down based on our mentality or something? Because I know people that are outside the country that have done a lot. They've been able to gain recognition, they've been able to gain awards, they've been able to get as many things as you can possibly think of by just doing, look at the child actors we had back then. If you watch the movie Home Alone, these were children. I'm glad that these days children are getting in to the Nollywood scene, but before we started seeing children in Nollywood here, we've already had children abroad who had explored their talent of acting, and people have known them, you know, and they have grown. What's this lady's name now? The one that was in Akila and the Bee. Anyway, I'm not here to give you the story of how talents have helped people gain popularity and financial freedom. But you help me answer the questions again. Beyond ignorance, why are some people earning so much from their talents and others are not? Question number two, do we intentionally appreciate talent in Nigeria? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003 and 0817-923-0007. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Join the conversation on X at Nigeria Info Page is the X handle, and our Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Now, when you do call, a call screener is in standby to take your calls first before passing on to me in the studio. So the first voice you would hear would not be my voice, but that of the call screener. What else do you need to know? Oh, yes, this one is very important. Everything I've said is important, but this one is most important. I want to hear from you. Yes, that's what is important. I need to hear from you. I love it when you listen, like I always say. But beyond listening is the fact that we can engage on these conversations. I have a message already, and I know I also have a call coming through. So I just wait for the call screener to screen that call. Hold on. I need to be sure of something. Okay, so I think I'll just go ahead and read the message then. Didi, the way you position yourself is the way others will take you. For instance, I can't fathom what will make me pay even a million naira for a footballer, even if they can dance Owigiri and score goals at the same time. But there are footballers making millions a week. They don't know about my existence and they don't care. They're not trying to prove their worth to me. In the same way, nothing can make me enter any eatery and request amala, but I have never seen an amala seller cry that I don't value their product or they stop selling amala anywhere in Lagos amala. Anywhere in Lagos amala because of me. I'm not their market, so I don't exist to them. Even if I say it to their faces, they will say, "Where did this unfortunate one fall out from?" Anonymous, send that in. Anonymous, I'll come back to your message. Chigala from Rukwaku. Hi, Chigala. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Chidera.
I'm so pleased with
Chigala. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm
Chigala.
So pleased with this topic.
Okay.
I will say talent is something most of us Nigerians have not discovered. And that is one thing most of us Nigerians have not been able to encourage the poor privileged that have this talent. But there are no sponsors. Because I've seen a case of a boy that has no sponsor, or he has this talent, and there's no way to exploit it. I just want to beg the indulgence of meaningful Nigerians to show into the lives of these ones that have this talent. But there is no way, no sponsor. Little things can just expose them. Like the case of Helen Paul. I was so marveled when you said it was Helen Paul that sang that verse. I never could have believed.
I never believed it myself.
Wow, this is a surprise.
I never believed it myself.
I could even bet. I could even bet anything to tell you that Helen Paul sang that verse of that song. It is a genius. I like that.
So now, how would you advise that we begin to explore talents? Because I know we have talent shows in Nigeria. I can mention a few. We have The Voice Nigeria. We have, is it Nigeria's Got Talent? We have, there's one I was watching
Nigeria
yesterday.
Idol and
there's
the rest
Nigeria
of them.
Idol, the rest of them. There is, there was one, something, something talent hunt. There is the Ninja Spirit talent hunt. I mean, we have a lot of talent competitions out there. And we have people go and audition. And before you know it, they emerge as winners or first runner-ups or second runner-ups. And then the list goes on and on. Is that not enough platform or is there something else we need to add to that?
Okay, from what you've just said, I would advise that government should come into this. Family is the number one step of it. Family should encourage their children, their ward, in the talents they have found interesting. The church, the mosque, it's my granted. Schools, NGOs, we should all come together to see what we can do to boosting up the talents we have found in these little ones.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Miria from Okrika. Hi, Miria. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Thank you, Denise. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Denise, for me, I see talent as a gift. And everybody has this special gift in them. Some people know how to sing very well. Some persons know how to dance very well. Some persons are extremely intelligent. But there is not some gifts or talent can yield the money, can bring you money. Not gifts and talents make you famous. Now, just like, did you know that, Denise, this guy that, that started with this Selena Gomez, Nigerian artist, what's his name now?
Rema.
Do you know that in a couple of years, I've attended a dedication. Then Rema came and was just showing like an upcoming artist, we're trying to go to a station, you know, to just see, to showcase themselves as a DJ, as an artist. They have attended a location like that. You know, when they know, someone reminded me that, you know, that this location we are saying is taking time to give back. Rema was that DJ, that boy that was down there, I was shocked. They were. And now, that boy, there are people that know how to sing more than Rema. Some of them are in the choir, but they are not as famous and as worthy as he is. So this, I think, is
influence.
Being at the right place at the right time.
Okay.
And then opportunity to hit some people. Some people are so fortunate, opportunity. They are just at the right place, at the right time, and before you know it, click. Why some people are both even better talent than Rema? But yeah, they're in the church. I know they're in the church. Some of them are just going to maybe one night club, one or two night clubs, and just singing. Maybe one or two people to spend their money. At the end of the day, that's the end. So we just think it's a perfect placement. Being at the right place at the right time.
Right place at the right time. Thank you, Muriel. Jonathan from Omowa. Did I get this correctly?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jonathan. Yeah. Welcome.
Afternoon. Let me give just few ideas. You see, the white people don't earn much with their talent, or they continue yet with the talent. Is that when somebody doesn't discover his talent, and when you discover it and develop it again, come up, and the one you develop it. Seriousness to it. And after seriousness, sponsorship. So there are a lot of people who have never discovered their talent and they are doing another thing. So that hinders talent earning. So if we can have this idea, this upbringing of discovery of talent, you see, many Nigerians, all Nigerians have talent. Only they don't discover their talent in time. And they don't develop it, and they are not serious to it. And when they are serious, no sponsorship.
No sponsorship. Clement from NTA Road. Hi, Clement. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Madam Bibi.
I celebrate you too as well, Clement. Welcome.
Okay, let me start with, you know, the Oja, Oja Piano song?
The what?
Oja Piano.
And is it Oja? I'm happy.
I know. Yeah, there's Amapiano, there's Oja Piano.
Is it that one that says...
Exactly.
Okay, I think I know it.
The young boy that blew the flute. Like, you know the flutes we use in the eastern part of the country.
Yeah, I know that one. Not the regular kind of flute. This one, there is a specialized way it's being carved.
It was too fast. I knew that the Igbo language called it Oja.
Oja, okay.
Which translates to flute. Or the instrument they used to blow flute. It was through the song, I knew it. And what I'm telling you is the boy. There was a time some people say the casing did not treat him well, did not give him what is due to him and all that. Now, that is a talent that was discovered and was used in a song. And we have a lot of Oja instrument players scattered all over the eastern part of the country, including in the Ikwerre here, because I've attended traditional ceremonies where Ojas are being used. So now, if that is a skill that is culturally linked with maybe Nigerians or our tradition, now that is it. I'm using that as an example. Somebody can replace Oja with any other thing, right? The best, like for me, I think the best time in our life is now that we have the internet. In your sister station, I think Don Javi was there some few months ago, if I'm not mistaken, where he came to visit or maybe meet the girl in the chat of here who put a song on Instagram and was discovered by Don Javi. Now, what that simply means is that you have a smartphone, you have a skill or a talent, you have data, I'm not sure you need anybody to come and announce you. If you are intentional about your skill and your talent, you've got to touch your camera and do what you know how to do best and keep putting it out there. Hello?
Okay, Clement, I will react to what you have said. Remind me to react to what you have said via WhatsApp. But I have Mr. Zion who has been waiting for almost 3 minutes. So I'll react to what you have said after I take a call from him. Zion from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much, G-Square.
Yeah.
Like I told you, this period you have been so spiritual. Choice of your topic.
Leave me alone, go ahead.
There was once, it was titled X Factor.
Yeah, there was the X Factor.
X Factor, yes. Now, the Ministry of Value and Talents in America and UK came together. You heard the last word? A ministry. Now call it American Talent Fund, British or Brit Got Talent, American Got Talent, and other nations start buying into it. Value and talent. Number one, put that aside. Now, to the individual, most of us don't study in this part of the world. We only wait to carry rumor. If the rumor is true, fine. If the rumor is false, we just shame and go. How many talented individuals, outside singing or whatever, are going to study to know who else in another part of the world that is having this kind of talent he has and is using it to make money? Have we done that? Okay, look at the case study now, the Ellen Paul. Just give me soft drink and bread for snacks. And go to the studio, that is what you see.
There is hunger in the land. She was earning 9.5. How could she have imagined that, you know?
Okay, no, that's all we blow. The knowledge. Don't forget, there is this other guy that also does the same thing. One other guy too, he has featured in Lord Jonathan's wife, Freddie, and a lot of them. I guess I'll never forgotten that guy. Who also twists his tongue like a child's voice. That guy, Blue, you know, Blue.
Okay.
The truth is this, we don't do due diligence. We don't study.
Okay.
It's in college call. You cannot just have a talent and you sit down, people should come and sponsor you.
All right, Mrs. Zion, hold on. Hold on. I will react to what you have said in addition to what Clement said before you. I don't know if you visit, I think recently I was at a particular restaurant in the city of Port Harcourt, myself and my significant other with our child, and there were a group of people that were singing. You know these people that identify themselves as life band?
Yeah.
I put it to you that the people that came together, the male and female vocalists that came together to form that singing group, they sing a lot better than some of the celebrities that we have. Do you understand? Mona, this is the problem. These guys, after entertaining a plethora of people who will come and sit down and eat food worth 100,000, 20,000, 30,000, their take-home per night may not even get up to 100,000 if you split it among themselves. And even when they try to say, guy, you know, say sometimes people they can't chop for this place because of say we they sing, we they perform for this place, and go say, you go take or you don't go take. Other singing groups are looking for this opportunity that you people have. Call it this team, Joe, you're not even happy that we gave you platform to be singing. Then they sing,
okay,
go away, hold on. I attended a traditional marriage in Elele sometime this month. There was another live band singing. They were specifically singing indigenous Ikwerre songs. I could not understand the meaning. Do you understand? They were good. Yes, sometimes they had a problem with the lyrics, especially when it has to do with English lyrics. But they were getting the attention of people. I put it to you that that particular singing group that day did not leave that place with more than 50,000 naira. I know.
This way. That is the place of knowledge I'm telling you about. These individuals, yes, thank you very much. You have the talent. Don't go to this global community. The internet has served us better. What do they do? If you don't like band performance, let me be honest to you, I love you guys. most of the evenings, I just go to relax where they are, or whenever they are performing, I just relax there. Even the traditional Likwere guys, too, from those Emoma, Onelka, and the rest of them, these guys are good, but look at their level. Let's just go for a show. If they invite us for burial or birthday, that is their mentality. But can they come together now and go into a studio, with a studio, their bedroom or their panel, and come together and do this thing and put it to the internet? It's a global community. People will buy
it. So the problem is the internet. Okay, thank you.
No, the problem is the knowledge of the talent. The talent is the problem. Before I leave the floor, man, do you know that as I talk like this, somebody's paying me?
Wow.
Let me expose it to you.
Wow.
As I'm talking, so, I'm recording it.
Wow. Wow. Wait. Hold up. So you're using us to make money, eh?
No.
Cost screener. Take notes. That beat Mr. Zion's call again. He's using us to cash out and we didn't knew.
No, every other caller, can they also do the same?
You have exposed yourself. It's okay. Before you will call us again 10 years from now. It's all right. Thank you for this revelation. I'm more particular about the revelation.
That is the purpose of the conversation.
It's okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Zion. A message here says a lot of us have two problems. One, waiting for others to clap for us before we agree that we are worthy. The second is overlooking our talent because it comes so easily to us. That's why many talented folks starve. You didn't study it in the uni, you don't suffer to get it, so you're careless with it. You don't bother to learn how to monetize it, so you don't package yourself properly and position yourself in front of those who value what you have. You even feel guilty about charging, so you charge peanuts. Then you go to the church, mosque, or wherever you worship to cry for breakthrough. But God, your ancestors, your angels, and your future descendants are like, what did we do wrong that this one has chosen to be this unfortunate? It's part of why I do create things now, all these mistakes, taking my gifts for granted, not knowing my worth, putting myself in front of people who don't value or need what I have because I'm begging for the approval. Validation and peanuts, not charging what I should cause I feel guilty. I've made them all. Did you until I accepted my uniqueness because I was actually embarrassed. Accepted that I am dope at what I do, learned how to brand myself, and I got really comfortable with charging anything I want. I was miserable. I recall when my now husband asked me what I wanted to do with my life career-wise. I was so embarrassed to tell him because it was to use my gift and I didn't have any formal training in it. I wasn't going into a career with my expensive degree. It was the first time I was saying it out loud, but his reaction and support gave me the confidence to pursue it. And he doesn't know this, but that's when I started to think maybe we should release this one from friend zone. That is how your husband have caught your attention. It's all right, no problem. Let me see if I can take this final call before the news update. That's trending stories. But trust me, you see my WhatsApp, he's hot, he's hot. Calm down. I will come back to these WhatsApp messages. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Gigi.
Good afternoon.
My name is Peres Aya.
Peres Aya, you have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay, the problem of Nigerians are the marketers. When we talk about talent.
Okay.
Because we find out that most of us, after some of us sing, I started singing long ago. I was with Vananga when he sang Ogbongidi. And he found out that the anchor that marketed our Ogbongidi then arrested us because of what? Because he sold more than the sleep we gave to him. Now, and he found out that even the media are also the talent, the Nigerian media are talented Nigerians' problem. The media will see that you have spent a lot and they will still ask you to pay money for they will pay you for them to pay your music. Here you pay the media. That is just the program we are having. Thank you.
But the media is offering you value. We are offering you rich. I mean, we are solving the problem of getting your talent to a larger audience. And that's the value we are giving. Don't we also deserve to get our values worth? Welcome back to the Sunny Side, and we're still talking the talent gold mine right here on your number one station for talk. I was telling Constance before she left the studio that I think I would like to break a record, you know, talk for like several hours. I would come early in the morning, I'll do morning crossfire, I will do Hello Port Harcourt, I will do Sunny Side, I will do Hard Facts, I will do Extra Time, I will do Less Talk, I will even do Chat Station. The next day, I continue like that, guest upon guest. I mean, we have a studio that is wonderfully set up already, so you people support me, Abby. Nobody send me a message, I beg. My name is Denise Dennis Wallow, so let's go back to what we were talking about. I asked two questions beyond ignorance. Why are some people earning so much from their talents and others are not? And do we intentionally appreciate talents in Nigeria? I did mention the fact that a Nigerian comedian, Helen Paul, revealed that she was the voice behind Uncle Please Tell Us a Story in P-Square's Story, a song that was released in 2005. She revealed that in a recent interview, a podcast, the Honest Bunch podcast, stating that she was a receptionist at the time and that she got the gig after the children who were meant to do the voiceover failed to show up. Guess what? She was willing to settle for just a soft drink. Who would have thought that years after story will trend, P-Square will blow, and if she knew any better, maybe she would still be receiving what we call royalties today because they used her voice. So now let me ask you this question. It's not part of the main questions, but do you think that that particular song would have gained that much recognition without the children's voice? In this case, it was her voice. She voiced several parts and they put them all together. All right, so I got a story was still her voice. Uncle Please Tell Us a Story was still her voice. So she just did it and then they knew how to put it. Do you think that song would have, you know, blown if that voice wasn't part of it? I just want to know. I mean, if you love that song, or if you ever loved that song, did you love it because it was P-Square, or it was the message about of the song, or it was the fact that a child's voice was included in the song? Just an aside, okay? Not the main question. I just thought to ask. So I'll go back to your messages. Ayonwood Jonathan on WhatsApp from EHA Local Government says, good afternoon, presenter. Why some people do not excel in their talent is because they want to do what others did without knowing that talents are not the same. Identify your talent and work towards it. Good afternoon, Denise. Beyond ignorance, I think village people could be another factor. You do so much, yet nobody seems to see it. On a more serious note, though, people tend to underprice talents due to greed. Or sometimes people even deliberately downplay one's talent because they don't want to pay well, which also ties into the ignorance you mentioned earlier. Enu from Rumokoro. Huh? Let me just sing you this, sing. I've heard a lot of people tell people that. I don't want to put myself in the spotlight, but once upon a time, when I tell people how much I charge to hold the mic at their event, they tell me, is it not just talk? And I said, okay, no problem. Go and pay this one. You are paying to someone else. Yes, I'm sure some of my colleagues, Constance, Jude, Oracle, they may have heard something like that. Is it not just talk? You don't just open your mouth and talk for just how many minutes? Okay. It's all right. I don't think I want to have that back and forth with a client or a potential client ever again. And that is why it brings me to the second question. Appreciating, placing premium on someone's talent. Yes, everybody can talk. The callers talk. Our bosses, the brain behind the Nigeria Info, Ku Wazobia, they talk. You talk, I talk. But what is the difference between your talk and my talk? What's the difference between my talk and Oma Talk's talk? Or Lady J's talk? We're all talking, right? But there's something that would make you listen to Sam or Jude or Denise or Constance or Kalada or Andrew. That if it was any other person, you probably would not listen to them. Well, that's the value. That is what you place premium on. And it's not just talk. I mean, it's not easy to talk. I put it to you. I don't know. Maybe gossips, rumor mongers. It's easy for them to always open their mouth and they are talking. Oh, well. But I don't think it's easy, oh. The most talented people are yet to unearth it due to lack of opportunity. Okay, Manuel, send it in. Eddie Dale from Port Harcourt says, I'm a tailor and also a fashion designer. From experience, I have observed that Nigerians don't like paying talented people well. And the talented creatives do not know how to charge you well. And that's why they disappoint their customers. If they are paid well, they will have enough money to run the business. Like pay their workers well and also employ another professional to help them run their business. And they can also employ people to do the non-professional part of the business. By so doing, they can serve their customers better and not disappoint the customers. Majority of the talented business people run their businesses alone and hence cannot be successful. Thank you. Nigerian Fur, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon.
Inke Daniel, Imoketosuako.
You're welcome.
Yes. What you are discussing this afternoon is, I don't know how they put that word. Please, if you can remind me, they say the word, something is not level. I don't know. They say the word is not level. That's the way they put that word.
This life, no balance.
Good. God bless you. God bless you. That is it, my sister. You see, here I am today. When I hear musicians, yes, I belong to the old boys. What they do today, let them enjoy their money. I am not envying them. People like Bonner Boy, I think the achievements he has made, I'm just narrating it to. In the 70s, 80s, when we have musicians of those days in Abadi Apostles, they are in Port Harcourt, found out it's in Hess from in Port Harcourt. Their work that time, I don't know why their work couldn't even cross Nigeria here. And you see these boys now, when they sing what I call Bangalo songs, they are now all the world accolades and all the rest of them. In short, this world no balance. So that's the way I look at it. This is the reason why I say that Ronaldo and Messi is not the best footballer. There are others that are here. Yes.
You had to say that. You just had to bring those two people.
Okay, come to the Christian music now. Look at today's Christian music. Come to see Frank Edward and all other of them. They are just within here in Nigeria. They are not making good impact outside Nigeria here. But you can see that these guys are doing fantastically well in the music industry. And the ones that are singing this secular song. Thank you very much, Chinke Daniel from Imogeto.
All right, thank you, TK Daniels. I'm on Facebook. Let me read the Facebook messages. Okay, Unpo Kanke Odoka says, Ernest from Woji, first of all, what is talent? Is it only singing, dancing and co in Nigeria? People can allegedly fly without playing. People can appear and disappear. People can hold you. Yet the society push those people to the corner and call them witches. Meanwhile, we praise people for making spacecrafts and flying cars. And is that not demonic? Why are we buying flying cars instead of asking those people who allegedly fly at night to come show the world how they do it? I would love to see how people can turn to animals on national TV. We ban juju that can tell us what we want to know, but we embrace Google who can tell us what happened in 1914. Is that not juju? We do video calls, but before video call, people here had the talent to see you from here with the mirror, even if you are in London. Is that not talent? What is talent really? Whoa! NS from Wadi, do you really want to do this? All right, Diamond Promise says, well, I think it's because some people have what makes their talent unique and different from others, while others do not, especially those that weren't born with it and maybe went from training, they'll only perform to the level of their training. Well, okay, I think I've seen this one. Anadobi Ayukachi says, okay, this is a long one, so let's hear from Victor Irumokrishi first. Nigerian Fur, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Okay, Victor calling from Ubu. What I notice from talent is that I have come to discover that most people that have a real talent, most of them don't really even see it as in a talent, but they can do it. Because I observe it is something that you love doing, even though they pay you or they don't pay you, you just love doing it. But some of us trying to imitate. That is why a lot of people go to do what other people are doing and they can't go to. Because one thing I notice in talent is that if it is your talent, if it is really what God has installed in you, there is how you can even just do it. Just come up and just do it. You just do it. You just take it as a very minor, but the thing will go the way you serve, you can't even believe it. You understand? So that's how I look at it. Thank you.
All right, thank you too. Anunobi Onyekachi Casey says, good afternoon, Denise. A portion in the Bible works more in Africa than any other part of the world, and it is a quotation in John 4, verses 48, and I quote, except they see signs and wonders, they will not believe. And the signs and wonders here is SUV are too much money. SUV and too much money. Talent in remains hidden except one chief from somewhere decides to help him, and that's to say that we are doing little or nothing to discover talent in this part of the world. The same thing happens with idea. No one reasons your idea. No one wants to partner with you. No one looks into your case until they see signs and wonders in you. Then they will rush and remind you that you schooled in the same school with them and that your great-grandfather was greeting their own great-grandfather well before they died. For Guinness World Records, brothers and sisters, I'm not surprised. People spend hours on social media just to get likes and comments, not to talk of world record. I googled last time only to see that Guinness doesn't pay or sponsor these people. You only break record, which I see as nothing. Wow. Just wow. All right, Alero Spieth says maybe they are packaging their own in a better and different way that's making people see them as unique and special, while others do their own with lots of carelessness and with no importance. Adi Oji OKLCC says government has to contribute to good development talent. Itode Makus Wamsi says the management. How many talented people have management? King Dave says some people are just good at what they do and that distinguishes them from others. Johnson Samuel Obibe says self-value and good morals, like they say, talent can take you to the top, but hard work and good morals keeps you there. Two, management. With all your talent, you will only go as far as your management team. Three, style and consistency. You can't be selling pepper today and tomorrow you have left selling pepper to selling egusi and boom, you are selling garden eggs. If it's pepper you want to sell, ask yourself, how do I make mine different from other pepper sellers? Dummy Flakes Desmond says the fact is opportunities and support. Nigeria don't appreciate talent. This is from Mudoka. Nigeria are talent killers. Not the government, not the people. Jamaica makes billions from athletic like Usain Bolt because they know that that is where they can get their foreign currency from. Brazil makes billions from football export. Americans make more billions from Hollywood that we make from oil export. Talent is not just singing and dancing. How about those that make flying cars, spacecraft? I heard people can fly at night in Nigeria. If it was a white country, that would have been a big thing. But in Nigeria, they will kill you and call you a witch. Imagine the talent of disappearing and turning to animal. We can use that to make money. Whoa! But first of all, why are they like pay talents? I said, make I ask this one in Pidgin. Sorry. Why Nigerians? Why do you like underpricing people? You pay for a table of how many to go and watch a joke that you probably have watched several times, or go and see a joke or hear a joke you've seen several times. But some upcoming comedian who is funnier than these people that you already know, They said, let me perform at your show. You call them to perform and you pay them peanuts. Do we place premium on talents, really? Beyond the talent competitions that we have, I think it seems like we want to pay more to people that already have as opposed to those who have nothing. So it's easy to identify with the likes of Davido, who has enough already on his own. It's easier to pay him how many million. The other time it was a back and forth between him and Amaju Pinnick for not showing up at a concert he was billed for. Davido had already, it seems like he has it all. But I'm sorry to say this. Davido sing reach some people for Port Harcourt. I'm just asking. Does the band sing as much as some people here? Do we think that some of the talents we have, if they go to other countries, they will do better? Some people literally beg to perform at your event. Some people literally beg to have you feature them. And even after they have done a great job, they have wowed your audience. People look forward to hearing. See, let me tell you the truth. I don't know about any other person, but for me, if I ever attend a concert or a talent event, I look forward to the fresh talents, the ones that nobody wants to pay attention to. You see, the ones that they want them to start singing first or start performing first before the main people will show up. Those are the ones I pay attention. Those are the ones I go to the event for. I'm sorry, I'm not going for those big names. That's me. Because these are the ones that when these guys are done, they are the fresh generation of talents that we have. And I think that they deserve more credit than we give them. Mami Didi, please tell us a story. I don't have a story to tell. I have no story to tell, but pay people what is due them. Person they sing like Celine Dion finish. You can't tell me, say that only $15,000 I go pay her. Habba.